Welcome. This is a new Executive Leadership Summit, and I'm Jennifer Olson. My guest today is a networking maven. She's known as a person who knows everyone in Boulder, Colorado, and she's also the go-to person if you want to get to know someone, because she knows them all. In addition to her natural networking abilities, she is the nicest, honest, yet edgy, because, you know, she's a New Yorker, so she has to be edgy, person that I know. My guest today is Nancy Chin Wagner. Now, Nancy Chin Wagner is a proud daughter of Chinese immigrants who arrived at Ellis Island in the late 1940s. She's one of eight children. Her family has five girls and three boys. And while she was a sixth child, she was the first one born in the United States, specifically in the Bronx, which she's very proud of. As an adult, Nancy continued living in New York, where she worked in the as the operations manager and as a trader for a number of financial institutions. She then moved to Virginia and continued working as an operations manager for Blue Cross Blue Shield while completing her MBA at the University of Phoenix. In 2003, she moved to Boulder, Colorado, where she became involved in the community, specifically with the Boulder Chamber as a member and as an ambassador. She was joyfully networking before she even knew that she was a power connector. In the course of becoming a leader in the community and expanding her personal network, Nancy realized the immense power of her connections in advancing causes, careers, and relationships. Seeing the struggles that most individuals and organizations have in building authentic bonds and leveraging relationships to achieve goals, Nancy decided to step up and help clients. She organized connection opportunities through Nancy Chin Wagner LLC and her program, Power Connections. Nancy Chin Wagner LLC is a training and consulting firm. It helps business owners and professionals who are shy, introverted, and uncomfortable in a social setting to build their relationships that turn into business. She works with clients through networking events, trainings, and individual consultation and coaching to get them comfortable building strong connections. She speaks regularly at universities and corporations, advising about the importance of networking each and every day. Through her work, Nancy truly empowers people to network with confidence and move beyond communication to true connection, leveraging their personal contacts to attain personal and professional success. Most recently, a person said, "You are like the walking live LinkedIn." Oh, I love that one. So now that I've given our listeners an overview, Nancy, it would be great if you could take a minute or so and tell us about who you are personally so we can get to know the real you.
Thank you, Jennifer. I want to thank everybody that's going to be listening to this call, all these business people, because I think we all have an opportunity to really build up business and increase your revenues. I love to network. But before we get into that, you will get to know me. I am married. I'm a wife. I grew up as an introvert. Hard to believe now when people see me, and I think some of my friends don't even really think I was ever an introvert, but I was. And I'm pretty much a funny person because I feel that humor really relaxes people. And I'm not there like an Amy Schumer, if you ever heard of that stand-up comedian. But I think for some people, they'll say, you know, I have a little touch of that. But the main thing is I love, I have two sons. And, of course, I love them dearly. Both of them are both in California. One just recently got married, which is awesome. So we don't have to worry about him too much. The other one is working for a good nutritional firm, so we're proud of him. So great family. My husband, I would say he's the introvert now, and friends that know him know that I don't bring him out much. And if I do, it's because it's somebody he knows. Otherwise, he's home. So I work with that balance, and I would love to tell you anything that I have with networking because I love the people I'm working with.
That's great, Nancy. I'm shocked to hear that you're an introvert, to be perfectly honest, because you're right. Most of us have no idea that you're an introvert. So
yes.
Knowing that networking is your thing, why don't you give us an overview about your business and what you're seeking to do as a leader in that business?
Okay. As you said earlier, Jen, the company is a training and consulting firm, And what I do is I enjoy helping small and medium-sized business people, specifically those who are shy, introverted, or people that feel really uncomfortable in social settings, mm-hmm. to build relationship marketing that turns into business. Mm-hmm. Just attending networking events is just not going to do it. You have to be able to know how to network, and that's where I come in. The company is it's a leader. For me, the company is a leader in the community, and by expanding my network, I realize having powerful connections is really important. And I see those struggles in people, and I want to educate them. I used to, for the company, is not just talking about networking and giving lectures, is really doing some hands-on role-playing also. Because I think you need to be prepared to go into networking events. It's just not just socializing. So, and that's what business connections are all about. It's about power connections, and that's the name of the group that I run. So I do power connecting. I have a group that does speed networking. I do consultations and accountability, and I have a program that comes up in January. But mainly is really teaching people and educating them how to network.
That's great. So how do you take a step forward each day to be a leader in that business?
Well, one of the things I realized when I first started the business is I just didn't know people. And one of the things I did was put your feet in and jump in and start looking around for different types of organizations that you feel comfortable with, or even going into it. Like, I got involved with the Boulder Chamber. I've been with the Boulder Chamber over 10 years, 11 I think now, 11. And I make sure that I'm connecting and responding to people in the community who need my assistance. So that means also like CU, that's in this area in Boulder, corporations like Ball Aerospace. I have another group that I work with, which are facility managers who run buildings. I mean, I didn't even realize that's a big job that they have, yet that's all they know, and they don't get a chance to get out. So I had to do a lecture on networking there. So Power Connections is really a place where people can meet and get to know each other's businesses and perhaps start a relationship. Nothing's overnight. So being a lead in the community, when you get involved with a lot of these organizations, people recognize you. Because in order for people to know you, and of course with networking it's know, like, and trust, you have to be out there so that you are visible. People know you, and you can do that through volunteers, programs in nonprofits. You can volunteer in working with children. You can work, I mean, there's just so much, you know, homeless and things like that. There's so much you can volunteer in. Does that mean that that's your target market? Not necessarily, but when people hear that you are working outside of just networking for your business, they have a better understanding of the type of person you are.
Absolutely.
And I've been told I have a big heart.
You do have a big heart.
Yeah, I have a big heart there. And my husband's always trying to find his way through that space over there so he can get a little bit loving. But no, really, one of the things for the vision for leadership is really for people to feel more confidence in themselves, to build their self-esteem. And it's like, if people are shy and introverted, it's making that step forward. It's not a huge leap. It takes a little time. But through meeting the right people, going to the right organizations, you'll be able to shine and become a leader. Because it is your company, right? It's your own business that you're trying to reach out to people.
Absolutely. And, Nancy, that's something that I've always really appreciated about you. It's because I've known you for a while now. I've known you for, I don't know, like 10 years, I think. And
probably about a month, yeah. We worked through many hours of late night calls when we were both presidents of when I followed you at Boulder Business and Professional Women. So, yeah, we've been friends for a long time.
Yep. And something that I always really appreciated and loved about you is you know, you walk that leadership every day. You go to tons of organizations in the community in all of your different capacities. So people know you. You are at a ton of networking events. You're at a ton of volunteer events. You volunteer. You're just everywhere. And so that's why people know you. And that's correct. Why they see you as being so successful. Now, like any leader, I know that it's not just about what the outside is and what we think is successful. You know, like I told you and many others along this way, leadership is also about learning as we go and really understanding when we make mistakes and when we have failures, that there's a lot of learning to really get to know through that process. So I'm curious, can you tell us about a failure in your own journey, Nancy, and how that, what you learned from that experience and how that changed you?
Okay, I'm kind of probably expose myself a little on this call, which probably maybe a lot of people don't know about me. But when they see me now, it's the same as you just said. I didn't even know you were an introvert. So let me just tell you, when you say the word failure, you know, it's really not a bad word, right? Mm-hmm. Although, like when we hear that, our emotion brings it into us, and we feel like really let down a lot. Mm-hmm. So we think we haven't reached and achieve what we needed to achieve. But you know, if you think positively on failure, it's about bettering yourself as an entrepreneur by learning from these failures. That mm-hmm. being said, one of my failures for myself is really believing in myself of what I can do. And I'm opening myself up and being vulnerable because I know there are people out there that probably feel the same way. And for me, not knowing anyone here in Boulder when I first moved here, I meant zero, okay? And so it was, number one, hard for me to get out there to reach people. Number two is, what do I say to these people? How do I even start a conversation? And number three is, what can I do to help others? Because I want to get that ball rolling, meeting the local community. So I just had to get out there step by step because I didn't learn from anyone else and how to build my business. So when people come to learn from me, it's because I went through a bunch of failures, right? Mm-hmm. And being an introvert and not having the belief in myself, that was really important that I didn't get it. I didn't value myself. And for not valuing yourself, you're really doing a disservice for others. And what I mean by a disservice for others is because as I'm networking and being power connected, everybody else kind of knew, wow, look at Nancy do this and that. But the thing is, I knew I did that. But deep inside, through my belief system and the way I grew up, I didn't value it. So what did I do? I gave free advice and free connections. Mm-hmm. And that was good because I believe in givers gain mm-hmm. Philosophy for Business Networking International. And I just kept giving, giving, giving. And, you know, when you keep doing that in a business, people expect it. Mm-hmm. They don't expect anything less than that. But now it's in the last year or two, I've been finally getting that out of my system and saying, no, what I built in the last 10 years is really important. And this failure has showed me that I can change because people want to reach my database. Mm-hmm. But my database was built on hard work.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. And in hard work, how can I train others and educate others and really feel value for it? Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. As being the 2015 BWLG chair for another couple of months, I'm involved with a lot of other women and men, and I feel that there's many people that need to be educated on networking. And through my failures, I can help them do this in a shorter amount of time.
So, Nancy, just tell us real quick what the BG, the acronym was so fast I didn't get it. But
oh, I'm sorry.
For those folks that may not know that.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. BWLG is Business Women's Leadership Group, which is a council, which is part of the Boulder Chamber. Right. And I'm also an ambassador there. So if anyone, I could do an offer later towards the end.
Great.
For BWLG. Great. Okay.
So I heard that, you know, you've been working in this business for a long time, for 10 years, and it really, you know, that you had a series of failures largely because, you know, while you had this great product, you didn't always feel like there was a value that you could ask for the product. And so instead, you were amazing at giving away your services, but not great at asking for, you know, money or an exchange of value for those services. So from a financial perspective, you were really failing in your business for a number of years before you learned how to turn that around and shift your mindset in a way that made you feel like you were valuable.
Oh, absolutely. The mindset is really, really important, and also the ability to take ownership and believe in yourself that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying is one thing. Changing the mindset is a totally different thing. And this is why I'd like to make that process easier for people when they go out networking.
That makes a lot
because
of sense.
Because of all the failures and the things that I had to overcome, all the driving around town, going all different types of networking events, that really was probably not suitable for me to attend in the first place. You know, because I'm sure many people attend a lot of coffee clutches and network events, and then you start thinking, is this my target market?
Yeah.
And those are the things that I have to realize. And sometimes for me in the beginning, I was just spread out too wide.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to help everybody. I wanted to connect everybody. I wanted to make that work, and it did work for the other person, but the thing is, did they learn how to do it themselves?
So,
and that's what counts.
Absolutely. And I'm curious, you know, we've talked about, you know, some of the hard things that have come through your business and mistakes and failures along the way, but also for every leader on their journey, if there's a skill, a strategy, or a tool that they tend to be passionate about, because they've learned that it was their key to their own personal and professional success. So I'm curious, what was that thing or that moment for you?
I think that moment for me is really to start to change my mindset and believe in myself and what my value is.
Mm.
Also, I invested in myself.
Mm.
Part of really changing yourself and your mindset is really to invest in yourself with people who are more experienced in different areas. Because we don't all know everything, right? We don't know how to clean our teeth and all that kind of stuff for brushing, but you have to go to a dentist.
Yep.
We don't. Sometimes some people have some issues that are personal. They have to go see a life coach. Or that's not something I do, so I would refer to a life coach. I would refer to a business coach.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we are trying to be more passionate about and really knowing things, sometimes you have to leave it to the experts.
Mm.
So for me, the aha moment is finding out for myself what I know in order to develop myself to be a better entrepreneur and successful woman.
Mm.
And I'm there, but we're always educating ourselves all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Nance, that's something that I've always really enjoyed about you is you're really clear on what your strengths are and what you bring to the table. And even when you were struggling with your value, you knew what you were really good at, and that's why you were so helpful to others, right? Because you were confident in what your skills were. And and yet when you weren't, you know, when you there was an area that you needed some help, you asked for it.
Yeah, weaknesses. We have all our strengths and weaknesses, right?
Absolutely.
But we need to admit. Yeah, we need to admit the weaknesses and then talk to someone that can help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this TELUS Summit, this Executive Leadership Summit, is awesome, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're doing a fantastic job on it because I see the speaker lineup, and I am so proud to be among them.
Mm. And I'm, Nancy, I'm proud to have you here because, you know, When I think back, so Nancy, she is really well known, as I mentioned, in the Boulder community, and she has been in so many leadership positions. She has a natural, the word that's coming to me is kind of a gravitas, even though that word doesn't describe her very well, in that she's such so grounded as a leader, and she's just naturally open, and people are really drawn to her and want to hang out with Nancy because she knows everybody, because she's a fun person. So she's been chosen for a lot of leadership positions in the Boulder area, and she's really leveraged that so very well.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Absolutely. But now as I've seen you and you've been really, you know, in that space, you've been working in your company now for 10 years where you're teaching professionals how to network so that they can build confidence and a true connection with others and a relationship that really supports their personal and professional success. I'm curious, would you be willing to share a few tips today so our listeners themselves can learn how to network successfully? Because you do that just so seamlessly that I know it would be hugely valuable if you could give a few tips.
Oh, absolutely. I enjoy this journey, and I enjoy working with people and giving them a few tips. I mean, one of them, let's just say, which is really important, is to really develop their 60-second elevator pitch.
Mm.
Because if you're in front of people trying to say something when they say, what do you do, it's really difficult to stand there and start thinking of what you do. You should be able to have that ready,
mm-hmm.
your 60-second pitch. And it should be concise. You know, you don't want to go on and on. And I've learned that, too, because of people who know me, I can go on and on. But there really is to kind of narrow it down into a niche of where your business is at. That's number one. Number two is, and this could be good, or this could be some people don't believe in it, which is carry your business card with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's important to me because I like people to have my business card on hand, whether they throw in a circular file to keep them. But my business card is different. It's not your rectangle business card that has a little shape to it. So whenever I pull it out and give it to them, it's like, oh, this is really nice. So already I got them connected to just my business card. So mm-hmm. they'll probably keep that aside. And then other people would say, well, don't bring your business card, just collect from others.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with business cards, it's not when you go into a networking event to collect as many as you can. It's not, you don't get a free prize of collecting, you know, 5 cards versus 20 cards, okay? So it's more about the quality of people you connect with.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is always follow up. That to me is really important, and that's either through coffee, phone call, or an email, you touch these people, or drop a nice card. Nobody writes as much as they do. One gentleman that I have actually saves my thank you cards,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes the same one, but he saves it. He goes, because I'd like to go back and see what you say,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I feel really good about it. So that was another one. Listening is really important. Listen to what the other person is saying to you at networking events. It's not about you, it's about them. So listen to them first before they ask you what you do. Okay, so give them a chance because you never know when that person really needs your help now. It's all about timing.
Mm.
So, and we did the follow-up, and always in your mind, prepare yourself when you go to a networking event to say, I'm going to meet like 3 people today.
Mm.
And get out there and meet 3. No one says you got to go out there to meet 10 people. Those people are not networking. They're what I call card stabbers. All they want to do is give you a card. Hand the card out. That's not networking. And I know a person that I've been referred to a few times. I've been referred to help her. And the thing is, she's been a networker for probably 8 to 10 years. And when I talk to people, they always say to me, Nancy, I have a person to refer. And at least 3 people have referred the same person to me. And she's been doing it for 10 years. So just because you're networking doesn't mean that you're doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So how's that for tips?
That's great. So how, something that comes to mind is, how would someone know that they're doing it right? What would be a sign that they're on the right path?
When you have someone that's actually responsive to you,
mm-hmm.
right? They're giving you some feedback. They're truly interested in what you're saying. Being authentic is really important because people can see through things, mm-hmm. really. And they also watch you. Like once you finish with them, they may watch you as you network going around because they don't know you, right? So they're out there looking for you. I've got people that also, I mean, they follow me around because they know I'm going to be out there meeting people, and I always like meeting new people. So when you go to a networking event, here's another tip. When you go to a networking event and you go with a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't stay with your friend. Don't stay with your friend.
That's what makes it easy, Nance. That's
no,
what makes it easier.
Okay, I'll give you a point there. All right. When you're with you, well, then you look for me. No. When you're there with a friend for support, all right, that's for support, and she knows the people, the networking event, then stay with her and let her introduce you to some people.
Mm.
Okay? So that's
yep.
good as a supportive thing. If I, one instance I say, is I saw a group of hairdressers or hairstylists, three of them, cute as a button, probably in their 20s or something, coming into networking, and all three of them spent their time walking to the food table, walking to the bar, getting food and walking to the bar, having a drink, walking over to some corner, chit-chatting and talking. In other words, they spent their time networking with themselves.
Mm.
Is that a positive thing to go and spend money and go to a networking event where you actually have like 100 people in there and you spend it with your friend? With your friend, you can say, hi, hello, how are you? Spend a couple of, 1 or 2 minutes. And then, you can, because you meet them outside of these networking events. The reason why you come to networking events is actually to meet people and new people, not the same people. And so that's why I go to a lot of different networking events. Like last week I was out 4 nights, and not everybody can be out 4 nights. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of moms with businesses,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that. There's a lot of men and women that live outside of Boulder. They need to get home because of travel time. I understand that. But there's certain events that sometimes that are good for you, and some events that you don't know if you really want to take the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays with networking events, one, there's so many out there. Two, be specific on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Three, make sure that when you go, have some cards and meet people that if you see someone there that's really talking to different people and really looks like they really know a number of people, go introduce yourself to that person and say, this is my first time here. Ask some open-ended questions. This is my first time here. Is this your first time? Why do you come to these events? Let them talk. This way you can think of what to say next. Or maybe there's going to be a connection between the two of you. And then don't spend a lot of time with people, maybe 5 minutes or so, 3 to 5 minutes, because you can always say, we're both here for the same reason, for networking, and we both want to meet a lot of people. How about if we get a coffee? Is it okay if I call you and we can set a coffee date? And they'll say, yeah. You put them on the front list, right?
Yep, that's some great advice.
You meet them outside. So there's a lot of different things how you meet people and stuff. But what I'm saying is those people that clutch together and stay together. There's a little saying a friend of mine told me. If there's three or more people that know each other, that's considered a clutch. You don't want a clutch.
Gotcha.
All right? If you do, it's a minute or so, and then you move on.
Gotcha.
Because it could be a person in the networking event that could use your service or product.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's all great advice. All right, Nancy. So now we've reached what I'm calling the lightning round, where I get to provide you a series of questions, and you get to come back with to us with short, amazing, and mind-blowing answers. So are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So what was holding you back from becoming a leader?
Mostly my mindset and believing in myself.
Okay.
And I've overcome that.
Great.
Yeah.
And what is the best advice you've ever received?
best advice I received was, you are doing a disservice if you don't teach others how you network. She goes, you have a database from your relationship marketing, and the thing is, many people don't. So because of this database I have, it's really connecting and helping people. But you have to start. I believe there's a bunch of people out there that probably don't even have a database system or a database where they can really connect with people. You got to follow up. Because these are the people that know you, that rave about you, like you, Jennifer, thank you very much, and others, that will be your, what we call, raving fans that will give testimonials to you, that know you, like you, and they trust you. Because who would like, who would want to give someone a referral if you don't really know the person and don't know what they do? That was important. If you have something that's, like you said, a strength in your business, man, go ahead and go for it. Take ownership. Do it.
Great. So can you share one of your personal habits that you believe contributes to your success?
I'd like to be authentic. I like to be, well, that's only one. But being authentic and truthful to people, that's really important. That, to me, it's really important. I mean, ethics and follow-up with people, that's all important. That builds my relationship. And like you said, the G word for galvanize something, the magnetism of why people come back to you.
That's great.
That's important.
And do you have an online or internet resource that you are in love with that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, one of the things I'm looking for myself is a CRM system because my database is getting really large now. But one of the things I think is really important is everyone should really use their online calendar. And Evernote I've also added to my list, but I haven't worked with it yet, but I hear that's phenomenal. Online calendar to schedule, whether it's the Google or the Apple calendar, is really important so you don't miss a meeting. And the other thing that was really important is backing up your files.
That's a good reminder.
All you need is to lose X amount of people that you already took so many years to accumulate, and then all of a sudden, bam, your machine goes down, and you go, oh, my God. Don't, oh, my God, back up your files.
Nice. So, Nancy, I know that you have a free resource that you want to share with our listeners today. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes. What I like to offer for the people on the call is a free 30-minute networking consultation with me. And the second thing I wanted to offer, which I mentioned earlier, was if you're interested, I'm still the BWLG chair, Business Women's Leadership Group chair, which is at the chamber. And if you're interested, I am, since I'm chair, I'm able to get you in for free if you're not a member. If you're a member of the Boulder Chamber, you can just register. It's free. So, but if you're not, I'd be more than happy if this is something you're interested in taking a look at and meeting some other people. I would more than happy get your list on a comp list.
Perfect. How can they reach you to let you know that they're interested in the consultation or going with you to the Boulder Women's Group?
Okay. My contact information is Nancy, this is my email, nancy@nancychinwagner.com, and that is all one word, NancyChinWagner.com. My website is also www.nancychinwagner.com, so you can email me there. And my Twitter is @nancychinwagner if you want to get some postings that I do. And I do have Facebook, but I'm really picky on who I put on Facebook. I do a lot of photo ops with people to show people that I do network out there and be your eyes and your legs out there visiting different groups to help people. I mean, can I give you one instance before we close, Jen?
Sure, quickly.
How I met one person? Okay. One person, one of the other things, if you want to be invited to a BNI group, which is Business Networking International, I can you can come as a visitor. So there's three little tidbits that I have for your readers,
Perfect.
Your listeners. BNI, Business Women's Leadership Group, and a networking consultation with me for 30 minutes. Okay?
Perfect.
So this is how I network, just to give you, for instance. I met a woman, and I through online, it was a Next House. I think everybody has that, where you can sign up. It's usually a community for people in specific zip codes. I think it's called Next House. People can look it up. So what happened is she wrote on there, she's new in the area, she doesn't know anybody, but she has a pet sitter business, Happy Sitter. So I said to her, I said, you don't know me, but I'm not really a, you know, bad person. I'm in the community. I'm a 2015 Chamber BW Business Women's Leadership Group Chair. You can look me up at the Boulder Chamber website. Also with BNI Group, if you'd like to come and as my visitor. She came as my visitor to the BNI Group and also, which is a Business Networking International, and also the Business Women's Leadership Group, and loves it. She came to the Business Networking International, and we meet crack of dawn at 7:15. She was there, and she came with her husband, maybe to be safe, and she actually joined it after visiting twice. So what Business Networking International is a referral group. So some businesses get the referrals there, and others probably say, well, it's not for me, which is fine because it is a big, it is a chunk of money, but it's a referral group, not a leads group. So I'm involved with a lot of these organizations. If I can help any of your listeners, they can email me, again, at nancy@nancychinwagner.com. Say they listen to your executive leadership summit and they have a question for me. I'd be happy to answer it.
Perfect. So listeners, you can find links to this resource and everything else we've been talking about in today's interview by going to developsolutions.com/leadership summit. That's dvlpsolutions.com/leadership summit. Nancy, thank you so much for being so generous with your time and your expertise and your experience today. I've loved hearing all your stories and hearing about your journey, all the great successes and some setbacks. You've given so many good tips, some great information and advice for our listeners so they can get started right away to doing networking better. So thank you.
You are quite welcome, and I want to thank you for selecting me as one of the leaders and speakers in the community, and I want to thank all the listeners who are on the call to really use the resources, and believe me, there's no silly questions, so if you ever want to email me or get into one of these events, please email me, refer to Jennifer's Executive Leadership Summit. Thank you all.
Thank you, Nancy. And again, for our listeners out there, you can find the links to this resource and everything else we've been talking about in today's interview by going to developsolutions.com/leadership summit. And while you're there, as Nancy just said, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you loved about today's interview and ask any questions that you're dying to know. If you want to know where to go networking, Nancy's the person to ask, and I'll make sure she gets the questions and we can answer them right away. And so with that, Nancy and I were going to say goodbye for now. So go out and be the leader you are meant to be. This is Jennifer
Olson. Absolutely.
And that's Nancy saying absolutely. So this is Jennifer Olson, and we'll catch you next time.